pay chess and pay test together. Alternative after a COVID, the salib and malish ain't a real before. That's ois pay chess. And ois pay test is ayach abduchu b'nei adom and pen yevatu b'yash b'ilucho. So, pay chess is saying don't run after COVID. And don't put yourself in a position which doesn't really fit you on a personal level. And Peites, it says, don't let people be mechabed you, because eventually they're going to turn around and lower you, despise you, not be machshav you, etc. So let's clarify the idea of how, what do we think about COVID? Is COVID something positive or something COVID something negative? So I heard from one of my mentors that Chatzal Levenstein, when the mirror was in Shanghai, he once said a comment. He says every person needs a spoonful of COVID every day. So if that's true, obviously that's saying that's something which is a positive thing. That's it's appropriate. The person should get COVID. The question is where you get your COVID from. What defines the source of COVID? So COVID is understanding that you have value. Every person has to know that they're valuable. If I think that I'm not valuable, I don't understand that I have value. So then, theoretically, to the extreme of that, we person would commit suicide. So if I'm worthless, I have nothing to offer the world, so why am I here? Just might as well just get off now. The fact that I understand that the brush should put me here for a reason, and I have a significance, is very important to understand that. The issue is not COVID. The issue is Bakashas of COVID. So Bakashas of COVID is the person who feels that he gets his worth by somebody else defining that for him, and somebody telling him that he's valuable. So usually that's a person who does not understand his value, and he only feels he's valuable if people keep reminding him that he's valuable. So he runs after COVID because he wants people to keep telling him that he's significant, he's important. Because, well, I think you're great. Oh, now I feel good about myself. I'm not really concerned about him great, but I think you're great. I keep injecting that phrase into him because he doesn't have it inside of himself. So the root of the problem is for a person who's mavakish covered is because he doesn't understand his value and he needs to get somebody else to sort of give it to him. That is a problem because now he's defining himself outside of himself by other people. Well, other people are never going to define you exactly the way you really are. They don't really know you, and they're going to give you a mantle to wear which defines you, which doesn't fit you, and eventually that's going to plot. So there's two problems. A, the fact that you're in a constant need to get injected with something is not healthy, and B, it's going to lead you to do actions which you're going to need to do to get that COVID, which don't really fit you. That's what he's saying. Don't do things that don't fit you because you need this injection of COVID, and to feel good about yourself you're going to do things which are not healthy. And the final thing is eventually people are going to, when you finally decide not to, people are just going to drop you. And now what do you do with the guy? The guy's, oh, he's bench. He has no value. So that's very dangerous. So bad some COVID is not a negative thing. Understanding that a person has value. I mentioned Rav Sadek says the fact that Russia created you and the Russia has what to do with you tells you that you're valuable. Adarab. So maybe it's, maybe if a person will be able to understand that the significance of who he is, because the Rosh Hashanah, if I have that from somebody else, it means the Rosh Hashanah is knowing that I'm valuable, saying that I'm valuable is not good enough for me. So what does that say? So the Miri says a fascinating thing. He says that Miri says that a person is mavakish kovid at the din of an avodah zarah, because he's worshipping mankind. He's saying he gets his value by mankind's giving him value. So he says he's worse than the worst of a Zarnik, because everybody's Zarnik bows down to one of a Zarnik. This person bows down to the whole world. Like every person he meets is going to be the source of his significance. So he has to, as it were, be machni himself to that person to give him. I remember one time I was having a conversation with somebody. Low self-esteem. So he told me, like, you know, he's very careful, like, you know, when in front of people do certain things this way, he feels better because they're mocking him. I said, who are you referring to? He said, I realized in the conversation that, you know, he's worried about how a 7-year-old boy perceives him. like, you know, you're defining yourself by a 7-year-old boy, and it's like you know, not healthy, shall we say, right? On the other end of the spectrum, you have Rav Katzkel in his. There's a sefer they put out. There's a serious sefer from Rav Katzkel, Arya Katzkel. But there's also a sefer put out, one of the Tameen put out from the Shmuz that he said when they were in Shanghai. And it's on Chumash Baker. In the back, they have stories that he said. So one of the stories he says a story about Rasul Salanta's original plan was to be an Ister. And eventually he realized that that's not what the Russian wants him to do. The Russian needs him to be out there pushing Musa, etc. But he was, when he was, his original plan was, his Rebbe Rizundel Salanta was an Ister. Nobody knew that. I mean, Rizundel Salanta was one of the Iker Tamidim of Rechaim Volozhiner. But the Maisa, he was not known. So Rizal, in order to facilitate this, he says, obviously, to be an Ister, you can't be seen davening, this intense davening, you can't be seen learning. You have to look like an Amoritz. So he memorized all of Shas, Balpat, Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, verbatim. So this way, he wouldn't never be called to open a Gemara, because he's not to open a Gemara, he's not bad. Okay. Then the second thing was, he learned to compress Rizal Salanter's tefillah with all of its Ernstkeit into a very quick, emotionless, motionless, you know, seemingly cavalier davening. So people will not be able to tell that he's, you know, his davening is anything of significance. So I'm reading this piece over there, and I'm reading this, and, you know, if I were no Shas Bopet, I'd make sure that you know about it. I wouldn't tell you, because that's Gaiva, you know. But I would, you know, you drop it here and there. Yeah, yeah. You're talking like that. I like the more cool in the Daf Mem Bei is on the bottom, you know, like, you know. So you throw it here, you throw it over there, just to make sure you know about it. He didn't want that. He wanted the opposite of that. It's a distraction. Covet is a distraction. If I know that I'm valuable to Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, and I know that that's my purpose in life is to be aware of Kodesh Baruch Hu and focus on that, so worrying about what you think about me is pushing, distracting. So Hakina Matavah Kovet Matzias Adam Meir Olam. So Revolver writes that the Kovet is Matzias Adam Meir Olam, referring to the Olam which is inside of you, your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kovet takes you out of that world. You're living in a world where you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu exist, and there's a tremendous bond between the two of you, and you're busy focusing on what other people and everybody else. It's like a husband and wife, and the Muslim is busy thinking about what other people think about him, and the wife's been the one thinking about her. So instead of worrying about the main issues, what do each of you think about each other? Right? That's a very unhealthy thing. So you push it, lose your, you lost the whole bond. You're undermining your relationship. So if I'm busy thinking about what other people think about me, not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks about me, even if I do the right thing, but it's not coming from a much beautiful, more beautiful reality that I have inside of myself, that I have a tremendous relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which I'm ignoring in the favor of thinking about other people. So the Kudah Bakash is a Kovet, the running after Kovet is that you lose your understanding of what the world's all about. That's what Rizal Salanter, you know, that Maisa is saying, that anything, getting covered is just a distraction. To say that we don't enjoy cover, we get the message that the people think we're valuable, but that we should define ourselves for that, and that should be, and sometimes we'll be able to take a stand and say, do something which people don't understand, but it's none of their business. I need to do what I have to do, the right thing to do, and I shouldn't let you define me. It's very important, the cheshbon, to keep in mind.